Second Chronicles, chapter 7. When Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. The glory of the Lord filled the house. The priests were not able to go into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. When all the people of Israel saw the fire coming down and the glory of the Lord over the house, they bowed to the ground with their faces on the pavement, and they worshipped, giving thanks to the Lord. Truly he is good, because his mercy endures forever. The king and all the people were offering sacrifices before the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 cattle and 120,000 sheep. The king and all the people dedicated the house of God. The priests stood at their assigned positions. The Levites, using the musical instruments for the Lord, which King David had made to give thanks to the Lord because his mercy endures forever, were offering the praises written by David. The priests who blew the trumpets stood across from them. All Israel was standing there. Solomon consecrated the center of the courtyard that was in front of the Lord's house so that he could present the burnt offerings and the fat of the fellowship offerings there, because the bronze altar which Solomon had made was not large enough to hold the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat from the fellowship offerings. At that time, Solomon celebrated the festival for 7 days, and all Israel was with him, a very large assembly of people who had come from as far away as Lebo Hamath and from the stream of Egypt. On the 8th day, they held a solemn assembly, because they had spent 7 days on the dedication of the altar and on the festival. On the 23rd day of the 7th month, Solomon sent the people to their homes. When they left, they were joyful, and their hearts were glad because of the good things which the Lord had done for David, for Solomon, and for his people Israel. Solomon completed the Lord's house and the king's house. Solomon accomplished everything that was on his heart, everything he wanted to accomplish for the house of the Lord and for the house for the king. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, "I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house for sacrifice. When I close up the sky and there is no rain, or I command locusts to eat up the land, or I send a plague on my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear you from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer from this place. I have chosen and consecrated this house for my name to be there forever. My eyes and my heart will be there every day. And you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, and if you do everything I have commanded you and keep my statutes and ordinances, I will establish the throne of your kingdom, as I affirmed in my covenant with your father David. You will never fail to have a man ruling over Israel. But if your people turn away and forsake my statutes and my commands which I have given them, and they go to serve and worship other gods, I will uproot them from my soil I have given to them. This house which I have consecrated to my name, I will toss away out of my sight. I will make it proverbial as an object of ridicule among all the peoples. Though this house is now exalted, everyone who passes by it will be appalled and say, 'Why has the Lord done this to this land and this house?' The answer will be, 'Because they abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers, who brought them out from the land of Egypt, and they embraced other gods, worshiped them, and served them. That is why he has brought all this disaster on them.'" Chapter 8. At the end of the 20 years during which Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his house, Solomon also rebuilt the cities that Hiram had given to him, and he settled Israelites in them. Solomon went to Hamath-Zobah and seized it. He built Tadmor in the wilderness and all the towns for storehouses in Hamath. He built Upper Beth-horon and Lower Beth-horon as fortified cities with walls and barred gates. He also built Baalath, all the towns for storehouses which belonged to him, and all the cities which housed the chariots and the charioteers. Solomon built everything he desired in Jerusalem, in Lebanon, and in all the land of his kingdom. All the people who remained from the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, who were not part of the people of Israel, their descendants remaining in the land, who had not been completely destroyed by Israel, were drafted for forced labor by Solomon. They are serving right up to this day. But Solomon did not press the people of Israel into service. Rather, they were soldiers, leaders among his officers, and commanders of his chariots and charioteers. There were 250 leaders of King Solomon's officials who exercised authority over the people. Solomon brought Pharaoh's daughter up from the city of David to the house which he had built for her, because he said, "My wife will not live in the house of David, king of Israel, because those places to which the ark of the Lord has come are holy." At that time, Solomon offered whole burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of the Lord, which he had built in front of the porch, in keeping with the day-by-day requirement for burnt offerings commanded by Moses for the Sabbaths, for the new moons, and for the appointed festivals three times during the year, namely the festival of unleavened bread, the festival of weeks, and the festival of shelters. He appointed the divisions of the priests to serve according to the regulations of his father David, as well as the Levites for their offices of praise and service in the presence of the priests, in keeping with each day's requirement. He also appointed the gatekeepers by their divisions, gate by gate, because this was the command of David, the man of God. They did not turn aside from the king's command for the priests and the Levites concerning any matter, including the treasuries. So all Solomon's work was accomplished, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's house was laid until its completion. So the house of the Lord was finished. Then Solomon went to Ezion-Geber and to Elat on the shore of the sea in the land of Edom. Hiram sent him ships and experienced crews who knew the sea. They were under the direction of his officers. They went to Ophir with Solomon's crews, and from there they obtained 450 talents of gold and brought it to King Solomon. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.